I'm excited to be here live at Exotica with Miss Foxy. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a wild bunch out here, so
it always is. Nice.
Yeah, I love it. The energy here is just, it's amazing. I love it.
Now, you're no stranger to these events and everything, but I figured, you know, I'm going to make this a fun interview and ask some off-the-wall questions, just random questions that make you think a little bit.
Okay.
So, first thing, I mean, again, no stranger to this. What's the wildest thing that you've seen in all of your years of doing these conventions?
I think the wildest thing would probably be, well, back before they used to like really have restrictions, we used to see a lot of things go down. I mean, I've seen...
Like things go down or people going down?
Yeah, I've seen girls going down on guys for pictures, having their cocks out. You're just like, okay, but you know, this was like back in the wild, wild days. Now it's a little bit more... PG-13.
So we make it a little Instagram friendly.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
Because even then, they still flag stuff. So
yeah, you can barely show our nipples anymore.
Yeah, it's like, but I mean, it's okay. It's all right. You know, we can blur that out. Technology, you know, AI technology, you know, auto blur boobs. So what is one of the things that you look forward to seeing when you're at these events? Like, who do you like? Do you catch up with people or?
Yeah, actually, like just coming here, it's always great to see friends, because you, when you're in the industry, you don't always get to see your friends in the industry because everyone's always so busy, everyone's doing their own thing, lives their own lifestyle, lives in a different state. So that's always good, is seeing your industry friends. And most importantly, the fans, because obviously they pay this money to come out here to see us, have a good time, enjoy the entertainment, and get to meet and greet us, you know, like you think. That's the main reason why I do these, is just to meet the fans. It means a lot. It means a lot to them. And then it turns around and means a lot to us. So
having been doing this for so long, I mean, I say that. Sounds kind of bad to say for so long.
No, it's a long time.
But I mean, you've been in the game.
In porn years, yeah, it's a long time.
So you've been in the game for a while. Like, you are looked at as like an icon in this industry.
Yeah.
In your genre, outside of your genre, what is that like? You ever take a moment to kind of think about all the stuff you've done and like how people like are influenced by you and look up to you?
It's, you know, like I think because it's just so normal to me now that I don't realize how high I am in this industry. Like I made Hall of Fame, which I always thought, like, how do I make Hall of Fame? How long do I really have to be in this industry to make Hall of Fame? And I didn't know. And one day I just got a phone call and they're like, congratulations, you made AVN Hall of Fame. And that's like our most prestigious award in our industry. And it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I made it. And I actually got emotional because I'm like, holy shit. Like, finally, like, I've reached that point in my career where I'm like, I'm a legend.
Yeah.
And then it made me realize, like, wow, I made it this far. And being trans in this industry, girls come and go, the, you know, the porn life of a trans person in, you know, in the industry is, you know, 5, 6 years, 7, you know, but there's very, very few of us who are still in the industry that still do stuff. And you know, for us to still be keeping up with the younger generation and the changes that the industry has done, like, I mean, it's amazing, especially for trans. You know, we used to always be put into a fetish category, and we were always still, like, you know, put aside. It wasn't really respected like we should have been. And now I feel like we are now part of the industry as an equal, being more mainstream, people crossing over with us and wanting to shoot with us. And, you know, it feels good. It feels, and I'm just happy and grateful that I get to be here to be part of that and witness that. So it's good.
And having mentioned been an influence and been in this for so long, what is there still like to accomplish? Do you still have goals for yourself, or do you kind of just like, you know what? I woke up and I'm a motherfucking boss. So, you know what I mean? I just own this shit. So
like, I mean, there's stuff that I haven't done in the industry, like in porn, there's still stuff I haven't done. And I think I'm waiting for that day to say, okay, I think it's time for me to do this, because now I want to like make another landmark and be like, okay, this was when I did that, you know? I haven't done a gangbang, book hockey.
But these are things you would like to do, or you just haven't had it?
I've got an offer to do it. I'm not ready for it yet. Mm-hmm. But those are the things that I want to do to complete my whole porn.
The whole resume.
Yeah.
The whole circle of life.
The circle of life.
The porn menu and everything.
And yeah.
So talk a little bit, because like you say, being a trans performer and everything, and there's so much talk now of so much, like it's been brought more mainstream, not always in a positive way. There's, you know, a lot of negativity, a lot of stereotypes, and, you know, stigmas and everything. So, like, do you feel in a way like an advocate for that community? And like, how do you support that community, or like get people to kind of like look at it in a different light, being in a field that you're in?
I think what helped us a lot in general, because it's not just in porn that trans women were being, you know, looked down upon, disrespected, or not given the chance or opportunities in life, is, you know, like, sadly it took a celebrity, you know, like Caitlyn Jenner, to sit there and make a movement for us where people are like, oh, you know, because no one really ever understood us or took the time to understand us. And it took a public figure, like, you know, celebrities such as Caitlyn Jenner, to sit there and open doors for us. And now you see us in movies and TV shows, and we become more mainstream, and it's not so taboo anymore. It's more neutralized, and it's normal. It's the new norm, you know? It's like, you know, we're finally feeling like we are human as well.
Yes,
not hidden, yes. You know, not secrets anymore. It's like, we're here.
Here. So let everybody know quickly a couple things they got coming up, surprise-wise. Can you tease anything?
Well, I actually, 3 weeks ago, Ariel Demure, she has her new production company. So she organized, which is really hard to organize anything this big, but we got 11 of the top performers, girl-wise, of the trans community, to be in this all-girl orgy.
Okay.
So it's amazing. I mean, yeah, like, you're gonna see the list of girls, and you're gonna be like, wow, this is hot. So
monumental.
Yes, this is epic. So we're gonna, we didn't really make it for AVN this year, so we're gonna kind of start promoting it next year so that it can be up for an award the following, the 20, you know.
Smart hustle.
Yeah. So we're holding on to it until next year, but you guys are gonna love it. It's so beautiful. We play Greek goddesses. So I'm like, you know, the queen goddess, and I have my muses, and then Medusa, and who she plays with her goddesses.
It's an actual story to that.
Yeah, so it's a big fun project that we did. So I can't wait. It's gonna look so awesome. And yeah, props to Ariel, because yeah, she made the costumes, organized everything. I mean, it was amazing. So can't wait.
Well, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk to us. I know it's a crazy hectic schedule here. The lines here are insane for her, so make sure you stop by. She's got all kinds of stuff. You can get a lap dance with her, which I had convinced one guy. He wanted to do a selfie. I'm like, bro, you got to get all the booty in there. Like, don't shortchange yourself here, man.
Right?
He said it's the first time meeting you.
A lot of people get shy. They're like, I'm nervous or I'm shy.
When you see all of this, it is a little intimidating. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, come here. Yeah. Come to mama,
you know? Well, we appreciate it, and we can't wait to see more things from you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes. Love you guys. Bye. Hi, everybody. I'm Foxy, and you're listening to Mixmaster B on MMB Radio.